When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 6:03 here in the Bayou City. Third and final hour already. Goodness, time's flying by this morning. All right, let's run down Baffin Bay way and check in with Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Good morning, Rihanna.
Hey, Mickey. Good morning.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. Hey.
Likewise.
I'm not going to complain about anything.
I say my shoulder's a little bruised up from letting lead fly this week.
And burning a little powder down that way?
Been firing up the barrels.
Melt them down.
Man, yeah. They get hot enough so you can fry bacon on them sometimes. Like, man.
Yeah.
But these birds have been, the field that I've been putting my guys up at, gosh, it is just full of mainly mourning dove.
Yeah.
We get some big bunches of white wings in there too, but it's a sunflower field. So he left a lot on the turn row, a bigger chunk of sunflowers more towards like the south side of that field. And then of course around the perimeter, he's got some on the turn row. But where he had harvested all that, you know, the stalks are laying down. You can see the heads of those sunflowers just in those mourning doves. They're just, they'll sit out there and they'll pick those sunflower heads clean. And golly, I mean, it's most favorable if you've got some groups, other groups in that field that get the birds really stirred up. But even then, you just set two decoys, two mojos out there, and they literally, several of them try to land on the mojo.
I know. I love hunting that way, man. Just sit back in a lawn chair with a cold beer and mojos out, and here they come like decoying ducks, baby.
Oh, yes. It's been pretty easy. Pretty easy hunting as far as, getting some good numbers of birds and limits of birds. A lot of these birds, we're seeing some smaller ones too. And I think the rain had a lot to do with that. Matter of fact, there's a lot of birds, nesting in the trees around here, all in the mesquite trees. They're still nesting. So late hatches, and I believe it has to do with, all that rainfall that we've been getting. Cooler air temperatures.
Blaine told me the very same thing. He can't tell whether they've had three hatches or four this year. It's crazy.
You know, it's been quite a few. Because some of these mourning dove are, tiny. They're juveniles.
Fresh off the nest.
Yeah. Yes, they are. But I love seeing that. I mean, it's a sign of a healthy ecosystem. It's a sign of a lot of rain, usually around dove season here in South Texas, you always know if it hadn't been raining and all of a sudden starts raining, dove season's coming up. It always rains on opening day. I don't know what it is, but the last 5 years that I can remember, it always rained on opening day. But of course this year it's been wetter than typical, consistent thunderstorms through our region, which has helped promoted a lot of things, not only for just dove hunting, but for fishing as well. I don't know about y'all. Our water levels come up big time.
Yeah. And it's only going to get better. We start the fall equinox tomorrow, so that's going to put more bull tides into our bays.
I figured that it was pretty close. I hadn't looked at the calendar. I was like, man, that fall equinox must be coming up here pretty soon, because I know around mid-September, late September in the previous years, that's when our water levels increase significantly from our typical summer water levels that we have here in Baffin. And so when that happens, you know, a lot of the grass that's been displaced and up on, you know, sandbars and areas where it just stayed all summer long, that water comes up, all that grass starts to move that was stuck in those areas. And the areas that we weren't able to fish because of the lower water level, we're able to get on those places, and they're, you know, ideal, just above knee deep. There's an area, and it's no secret up there in Badlands that I like to fish. And when that water level comes up, you know, I like to be up in there. It's a great wintertime spot, throwing corkies and soft dines and whatnot. But when the tide comes up like it does, it seems to me here lately that, and I'll admit, trout fishing has been tough for me. It's been tough for me and my guys. And here's why I think it's been tougher than usual, because there's so much bait. I mean, it's just, and I've talked to several other friends of mine, guides that are, you know, they come down here and they fish, and they're like, man, there's just bait everywhere. I'm like, I know, but it's, we complain about it, but it does make honing in on a really good trout bite a little bit more difficult, because I feel like they're scattered out a little bit more. They're not as condensed. They're not behind a big defined bait line or a big bait pod. That bait is scattered. And we've got a lot of it. We've got, you know, there's shrimp, there's menhaden, there's shad, there's finger mullet, there's piggies. And we're foul hooking these. I foul hooked several piggies within the last 2 weeks.
There's a lot of them when you're doing that, man.
Yes, there's a lot of them. And when we get up in that clear water, you can just see those shad just reflect, you know, when they just move a certain way, you just see those little shad reflect in those potholes. So we've got the food source is plentiful, is what I'm saying. So honing in on a good trout bite, you know, in one area, it's been difficult for us. I'll admit, you know, maybe it's something I'm not doing right. I don't know, but one day I'll get it figured out. But, you know, there's bait everywhere. And it's because of all the rain we've been getting. Our bait system is just absolutely healthy. The salinity has stayed pretty consistently lower than typical for Baffin. We haven't had a bunch of days where there's just hasn't been any wind. The wind's been pretty consistent. We've had wind shear coming off of these little storms. The rainfall has promoted cooler air and water temperatures. So the bait has ideal conditions. You know, the menhaden, they didn't die off this year like they have in previous years when it was just, we were in a drought. It was super hot, low wind days for, you know, week straight of no wind. And then the oxygen level decreases whenever we don't have a whole lot of wind like that. And those menhaden, they're the first to go. We haven't had that this year. It's been pretty consistent. And
I didn't detect any die-offs up my way this year either. You know,
no,
we were
no.
actually cooler this summer than last summer.
Yes.
You know, it was still hot, but I mean, things were just different.
Yes. Yeah, it was a wetter summer, later summer season than typical because of all the low pressure that we had, and that's what promoted those cooler air temperatures. And so, you know, I was talking to some of my clients this last week about it, and the difference between last year, late August, September to this year, even in previous years, you know, the water clarity was a lot different. It was a little bit more murky. It was chalky. The salinity level was higher. It was way higher. So, you know, a lot of that bait was really condensed up. And so, and they're like, you know, it's fishing, you know. if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, and that's why we're out here. And I get it, you know. It's someday. If every day was easy, everybody would be out there. Everybody would be doing it if it was easy. But I like the challenge. It always has me wanting to improve on, you know, whatever I need to improve on, not only just for myself but for my guys, you know, putting them on a good bite. And we've been on a decent flock trout bite, been catching some black drum, believe it or not. They've been going for lures, some good size black drum, and we've got a bunch of them here in Baffin right now. In the mornings when it's really calm, you can hear them drumming around you.
Isn't that something, how you can feel that on your legs and hear them?
Yes, yeah. You can feel the vibration of their drumming. It's We have quite a few of them right now, and I think it might be because of that fresher water that we have, the lower salinity. Because I know this, when we get big rains, and I mean like big rains up Kingsville area, that water runs in through the back of the Cayo, and it also runs in over here. If we get big rains out to the west, it runs in through the creek, which runs into Laguna Salada, Well, that bridge, that's Highway 77 right there. And so on the west side of Highway 77, that's considered fresh water.
Right.
And then on the east side, that's considered salt water. So if you want to fish over there, you want to fish on that east side, you have to have a freshwater license as well to fish over there. But anyways, when we get really big rains up that way, a lot of fishermen rush to that area because that fresh water comes in and those drum will run way up that creek as far as you can go.
They're attracted to it.
Yes. They run all the way up to it and they crave it. Now, I don't know the scientific reason why they crave that fresh water the way they do. I would just think that because they're so used to the high salinity that they would be kind of deterred away from it, you know?
Well, we see that, you know, and we're kind of a sweet water type bay system anyway, but they're attracted to it like the redfish are. Let me knock this break out. Hang on, Rihanna. I'm going to be right back at you. Hang with me. I'll be right back. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 620 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we are back.
All righty. Yeah, I'm still thinking about those black drum and why they are so attracted to that fresh water the way they do. And you know, actually, I need to research that, see what is it about it that they love so much, because I would think it would be the opposite, especially since they live in such high salinity, typically high salinity water levels. But when we get those dark land, you could see those black clouds out to the north, you know, Kingsville, or when it's over here out to the west. And when we get these higher water levels, too, when we get those big rains, they will rush up there in a hurry. And I've heard stories back in the days when these commercial fishermen, they would wait for those rains to come. Whenever they would see those rains come in, they would run out to Drum Point and lay out their lines. And I've heard stories where they said they could literally see the fresh water coming in and those drum, you know, just rushing through. And they'd pull in not only just drum, but huge trout, you know, back. This was, you know, way back when, and before it was a game fish, and they could sell it. And I mean, I've heard that some of the trout they pulled in on those trout lines were just, and considered for today, were just ginormous, huge.
Right.
And of course they would sell them to the fish market. It's pretty interesting hearing some of those stories, and imagining that seeing a trout of that caliber, on your hook for those, trout lines. You know, the trout lines, these that they use now, they use these little wooden dowels. I don't know if they do
same
the same
thing up
thing.
Here. They do the
yeah.
same thing here.
I guess they just collect little crustaceans on them, and those drum just nibble
know.
At it.
They eat them up, man.
I've caught a redfish with one of those in his mouth, and I kept it, and I don't know what happened to it, but it was big, really thick circle hook. It had a wooden dowel, and it had a bunch of just good-looking crustaceans on it.
Mm-hmm.
And these, when I've cleaned that drum, and I cleaned a couple of reds too earlier this week, I always like to look in their stomachs every once in a while and see what they're eating. And they're eating a lot of little tiny crustaceans. The redfish had some smaller, real small, like crab claws and crab looking
mm-hmm.
crustaceans. Like they were just picking, slurping them off bottom. That redfish was caught. Those two reds were caught up Badlands area, up in those beautiful potholes. There's a lot of grass there, but man, I can't wait till the winter time when those potholes get a little bit more well defined. The grass is still pretty thick. Now the floating grass is not as bad. It's getting a little bit better. It's not as bad as it was even 3 weeks ago. It was pretty brutal, and then later in the day it would get worse. But I'm already starting to prepare for winter. Those shallow divers, I don't know if you've seen those new mirror lure shallow divers. It's basically a soft dine floater. And it's got the little gill that indicates for the floater. And so I threw those this week just to kind of play with it and see how slow it does suspend. And it did, man, considering how fast we've been working lures here lately, and I work my topwater real fast. I work my lures real fast. I twitch the heck out of them. And so when I switched over to that shallow diver, I had to slow it down big time. I mean,
see, that's
big
what
time.
We like about using the hot rod up here. We've been using that for several years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a shad looking bait, kind of
yes.
like what you're talking about. I'm glad to see Mirror Lure's got one too now. So
it's pretty neat. I think it's going to be a fantastic wintertime bait when you just have to slow it down big time. Right now, they've been liking a little bit faster action. We've been having a lot of luck on topwaters, a lot of missed topwater bites. Most of our bigger trout, you know, 20 to 23 inch trout that we're catching have been on the she dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's one specific one that I love, the black one. It's actually a Texas custom lure, custom painted she dog. It's called a Night Stalker, and it's got a little bit of pink underneath. I've caught several beautiful trout on that top water. I think it's a great bath and bait, especially when the water is a little bit chalky, a little bit murky. All they see is that silhouette, you know, at the upper column. But this one here, it's an original mirror lure, and it's got the red head. It's just been dipped. The head's been dipped in red, and it's got chrome on the side of the body, and then kind of on the upper side of the body, it's got white, and it's got a little bit of black specks on it. But one morning, I was throwing that top water, and I had someone else right next to me that was throwing a top water as well, a she dog, and different color. Same profile, same noise, same hooks, and they were just, they were just going after that she dog, and that, I don't know the name of that color for that she dog with the red head, but I think that hot head, they just, whatever color they see for blood, that's the color that they might have seen on that, with that red head, and they just maybe they figured it was injured but they were slamming it.
Battered mullet.
Yes. And sometimes just that little trigger color makes all the difference. And here lately, you know, it seems like they're a little bit more picky, and they have every right to be, because like I said, they've got the whole menu available to them. So they can pick and choose what they want, which one they want, what size, it's got a different color, you know. And so we've been, you know, in the mornings, this is one thing I always suggest to my guys when we get to our first weigh and we stab down and, you know, throw a different profile. If you're set on throwing top water, by all means throw it. But you know, I'll throw whatever everybody else isn't throwing, and we'll see and test the waters and see what they want.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can be real picky. Sometimes they might want it a little bit on the, you know, upper column, a little suspending twitch bait, you know, a little double D action. Sometimes they want it way on bottom, you know, just dusting off bottom. And that's why I always like to have everybody fishing every column of the water, every profile, especially in the mornings when that sun first comes up. Everything's new to them, at least for that morning, you know, what they're seeing, and then just kind of go from there. But I will say this, top waters have been producing pretty consistently in areas that we can work them efficiently without getting snagged up on grass. And like I said, the floating grass situation is it's getting better as we're going later into the season. But I'm ready to go back down to Mansfield.
Are you?
I'm looking forward to it. Yes. Yeah. I ordered me some new waders yesterday.
Did you?
I've lost quite a bit of weight from last season, so mine are a little bit big on me, and I had to order me some new ones. I always like to have a backup pair in case rip mine or something happens. And I understand anything can happen, I'm looking forward to putting on three layers and bundling up in waders and not being able to feel my fingertips.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Me and Kim Golden, she's just as eat up with it as I am. And like I said, on our days off, we go out there and fish on our own. And her and I have had some pretty fun times. And we were talking about it yesterday, and I told her, I said, I'm so ready to bundle up in waders and wade alongside you and just look for one big bite. And usually down there in Mansfield, you don't, you know, that's the beauty about it down there. You don't have to run very far to find a good bite.
No.
You know, the east cut's right there, and you've got such good water movement in that time of year up further east, up on the flats, when you get into that sand scattered grass, and you can really dissect the outer perimeter of those grass beds. Man, oh man, that's my favorite structure to fish, mainly yeah. because it's shallower up there. Of course, when Kim's fishing with me, she likes to be out there because she can get out there. She's taller, a lot taller than I am, and so she can really get out there in that deep stuff. And so her and I will just kind of zigzag and pick out, you know, that's how I do it with my clients too. If I get a tall guy, I'm like, man, get out there to where you're comfortable, not to where mm-hmm. you know, you're stressing your shoulders and you've got to hold yourself up to cast. You don't want to do that. You want to be fully relaxed, free hands, just easy, free hands. So when you feel that bite, you can just set that hook right away. But a lot of those taller guys, I'll put them, I will encourage them to get out there and a little bit deeper. So sometimes, you know, just kind of pick out that area and dissect it completely. So that's what Kim and I will do when we're fishing out there on our own. Gotcha. And sometimes we'll just explore new areas. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, have you fished over here before? No, I've fished over there. Well, why don't we try it? Okay. You know,
well, that's how you stay on them and find better ones. Explore new yep. stuff when you got time to do it. All right.
Yes.
Well, speaking of time, I'm out of it already. Rihanna, if somebody wants to get with you, come down, you know, and trout fish or dove hunt or do both, how they get a hold of you?
Well, you can reach me at 361-296-5400. Give me a call if you want to shoot some birds or chase some big trout. We can do either or.
All right. Sounds good. Always a pleasure.
All right, Mickey.
You have a good Sunday,
yes,
and I'll talk to you next week, Rihanna. See you.
All righty, Mickey. Later.
All right. Later. All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some Live from the Blind with Bink Grimes right after these messages.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 6:38 here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to go down the town to the Prairie area. Well, coast and Bay Prairie area. Check in with Captain Bink Grimes this morning, live from the Bland. See what's up. Good morning, Bink.
Yeah, we got day two of the WTM Electric Boys here. We're going to try
WTM. All right.
We're going to try to hit them hard again.
Yeah.
I think we got off the air yesterday, we had a dozen and we had singled them to death. And that's kind of how it ended up. You know, we finished up, I don't know, about 25 minutes later, but we one and two'd them to death. There wasn't a whole lot of big groups that worked. That's just fine. Oh, shoot. I ain't complaining, but you know, you didn't see.
That's called
all the big groups
shooting.
High and stuff. Yeah. You just didn't see it. You didn't, you know, and there was a lot of folks shot birds yesterday, but a lot of folks didn't too. And some of the,
that's what
the
I
better
saw
areas
over my
them.
Way. You know, it's, yeah. Kind of a mixed bag. Actually, the marsh seemed to be better than the high ground, and usually it's just the opposite.
That's exactly right. The Chambers County marsh was for sure. I had boys over there, and I told them, I said, y'all be ready, because when they start shooting the high ground up there, they're going to come to the marsh. They said, shoot. They were in the marsh. They didn't even, you know, they shot some
high
ground.
Guys had half-limit type hunts, and the marsh slaughtered them. Go figure.
Yeah, exactly. Go figure. And same way kind of in El Campo area, man. They were sitting on, I don't know, 10 days. They were sitting on more than what you need, you know. I mean, you saw it. Everybody was posting something, you know. Look at me.
Yeah, we went from dead fish to dead ducks real quick.
you know, and that just shows you what blue winged teal do. They leave. You better hunt them when they're here, because I mean, there's something
here
to,
today, gone tomorrow. Get
to
them
pressure.
When you can,
there's
buddy.
Something to pressure, but there's also with them, man. You better hunt them when you got them, because they will leave when the barometer falls. They will leave when the wind shift falls, or they'll leave and they'll show back up too. You know, it's just, man, it's got to go. Like, you know, so many folks. I talked to some old buddies that's got pretty good ground. They said, man, we ain't seen a teal all year. And we just went just because it was opening day, and they just absolutely smacked them. And they these boys are in the field all the time. They're farmers. And
sure.
They said, we ain't seen one, you know. And man, it was just magic.
That's what Blaine was saying. We all hunted together back in the day, man. Somebody had asked and said, you want to save that pond for those guys coming in this weekend. Save them for what? They're here. Get them. Take a group in there in the morning and slaughter them. They'll be gone
exactly
if you don't.
Right. They will. That just comes with hunting, being able to. You
it's
kinda,
hard to say.
Wanna,
let's save these migratory game birds because they move.
Place your order. You know.
Sure, McDonald's.
Yeah. But you kind of, you know, if you've been doing it long enough, you kind of search for answers when things don't happen the way you think they should. And it's just, man, you just gotta, like I said, you know, know your conditions and that doesn't help. You just try to stack the odds in your favor. And there's just some things you can't control. You can control showing up here on time and having a nice blind and a nice place, but those things have wings just like the other things have fins.
Amen.
So,
well, you got the same crew you had yesterday?
Yeah, I do. Sure do.
They could shoot. I can tell you that.
They can. Sure can. It's really nice when you can capitalize on your opportunities, because sometimes sometimes even a banger, you know, it looks like if you killed right here. First one of the morning, he just kind of another dark morning, because we've got clouds on the Gulf, and they're kind of you know, they're what's all that lightning out in the Gulf right now? that we
saw. Yeah, our rain chances are up today pretty good. There's quite a bit of rain out in the Gulf, and a lot of it's moved in over in the, around Calcasieu in Louisiana and Lake Charles, and there's some just outside of Sabine coming to shore, and some outside of Galveston, and some down your way. They're a little spottier. They're not as thick, but our rain chance is pretty good today. I think Galveston forecast, 90%.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah.
I could use some.
We all could. Definitely. You bet.
Matagorda County could use some.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Sweeten the marsh up. Man, anytime you sweeten the marsh up, it's really, that's a good thing, what we're hoping.
Yeah, I was real surprised, from what I heard from Wayne and some of my buddies yesterday about the hunting. It was just 180 degrees off from what you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is the second, this is normally we'd be in the second weekend of a 16-day season.
Right. I know they slaughtered them up around Garwood and all that yesterday, too.
Yeah, a few did. Yeah, they did. They did. But, there's a lot of hunters up there, and there's a lot that didn't. I mean, there were some really good hunts. But, it's kind of the same deal when there's so many people hunting and fishing, too. Somebody's going to get them,
And there's going to be people kinda, that don't get them. It's just the more that hunt and more that fish, some get them, some don't. It's the way it works.
Yeah, if you rated it, it was probably a average to a little below average overall. Down here on the coast, it was pretty good. But those guys at the rice that really, I mean, a blue wingtail wants the rice when it gets down there. I mean, that's
no doubt
preferred habitat. And when they got, they pump that water in that rice and second crop it and stuff, and when they don't, just absolutely smack them, it kind of, people kind of get disgusted. But man, it's just steel hunt. Jeez, just steel hunt.
Exactly.
We got a little front coming, I think, Wednesday and Thursday, right?
Yes, weak front Wednesday. We're going to have a north wind for about 3 or 4 days.
Man, I mean, that's going to change. That's either going to push everything we got out, or it's going to push everything we got out and bring another crop
in another wave. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened last year. We had a really good first 3 days of the 16-day season, and there was a lull until season last year, from day four to about day,
I remember that,
10 or 11.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, and then the new crop came in, and
then you couldn't beat them off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Swarms.
Yeah. Yeah, the later you get to, there were some folks that shot some green wings. I didn't see any green wings yesterday, but there were some folks in El Tiempo that told me they saw a lot of green wings.
Well, that's good.
So that tells you somewhat the migration has already, that first little bunch has already been in and out. And there were spoonies. We had spoonies on top of us yesterday.
Young spoonies, man.
Yeah. One guy said he saw one of the prettiest widgeon drake painted up, white head that you ever seen.
How about that?
That lit the decoys. That's something you don't see very often in January. We see pintails, There's some pintails down here right now.
Yeah, they'll come early with a teal.
Mm-hmm.
Like spoonies.
They will. They nest early. They nest right after, just a little bit after a blue-winged teal do. That's blue-winged teals are the first nesters.
Yeah. Last ones to leave here and the first ones to come back.
Yeah, they actually spend more time down here than they do up there.
They really do. I mean, once they decide to go back and nest, boom, overnight, and here they come again.
Because they'll stay here. I'll see that last full moon of May will be probably the last time I see them. And then if you get a full moon, it's the end of July somewhere. I've seen them as early as July the 22nd coming back. This year I didn't see them till the first part of August. That moon was a little different. But there's a lot of teal here in March and April. On the shorelines, we'll be wading them. And right here, cut them, ducks. Cut them, 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 cut them. One gut. They almost looked like divers coming through here. They didn't even, they were just skirting the decoys.
coming in low and hot.
Yeah, they were. They're out of nowhere. Yeah, sure were.
But we're off to zero.
Bluebill pattern.
They really were. I got to think, yeah, shoot, I better, with blue wings, are, when you silhouette a blue wing's a bigger duck than a green wing. You know, a lot of people don't know that. They're not, they're a small duck, but there's some of them, if you get Magnus Van Magnussen out there, one of the bigger blue wings, man, they can sometimes look just like a small spoonie. They really can.
Well, y'all are all
skunked.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. All down. It's all downhill from now.
I know. There's not a whole lot moving yet. There's nobody. The refuge hadn't shot yet. They lit off yesterday. They really lit off of about 17, 18 minutes after shooting time yesterday.
I wasn't on the phone long with you yesterday.
It was already. They lit off as soon as we got off there.
You could hear volleys in the background already. I hadn't heard that yet. Starting a little slow.
Yeah. Well, and two, look at your moon. Your moon's just a rise. So it's a little the minor today is about right now till about 7:40, I think, on this side, fishing wise. So we're hoping that'll. Okay, I'm starting to hear some stuff in the distance now. People don't realize what that moon does. I think more people understand because more people fish that what the moon does for a bite, a fishing bite. But
yeah,
if you haven't been and duck hunted and watched it and been on just thousands and thousands of birds and nothing moves, and then all of a sudden the moon falls or comes up, and then you just got a light show going on with wings from here to there, it's those suckers, man, they fly on it. They really do. They especially when it's a new moon and a full moon, they fly on in there. They really
where do. You're hunting at in the marsh you're in, what bay are you closest to?
Shoot, I'm right in between them.
You're right in between east and west?
Sure am. Yeah, I'm just inland some.
Yeah.
Right off the river.
I got you.
It's old delta area, but it's private ground and good stuff. About a mile, 2 miles north of the intercoastal, so we can hear the tugboats this morning. And
have you got any more wind this morning than you had yesterday?
No, I have zero.
It's
zero.
Calm.
I wish we had some.
Oh boy!
Right here. All I saw was the shadow. Did y'all see him? I was literally looking at the water to see if there was a ripple when you asked me if it was calm, and I saw reflections. It's a pretty morning, though, man. Pretty, pretty morning.
Yeah, what's weird, over by Palacios, there's a north wind at 5, and at the harbor, it's a southeast wind at 6.
Oh.
You're in between.
I'm in between them.
Zero, nothing, yeah. Variable.
Variable, exactly right. I mean, there's not a ripple. I've got a, all right, here we go. That's a bigger group than what we saw yesterday. Starting to hear bay hunters. Bay hunters are kind of lighting it off, too. That's good.
Yeah, when I was talking to Lynn Smith earlier, you were saying he hadn't seen any teal.
A lot of folks those guys that know I hunt so much, all the guys at the dock in the morning, they know what to look for.
Yeah, Charlie, too. Charlie told me the same thing
They know what to look for, and they're always looking for me. They'll tell me, oh, man, I saw them. And they come to me on Thursday or Friday and said, man, you seen any tail? I said, yeah, we got them. I said, man, well, I hadn't seen any. And, normally you see them crossing the intercoastal in the morning, but I hadn't either. I just hadn't seen the traffic like we normally do when it's loaded up.
Yeah.
Just hadn't, and they're not on they haven't been on the shorelines either of South Shoreline, East Bay and West Bay. They haven't been there either. Here we go from the right, guys, get ready. We're gonna kill these. Cut them now. Four came in, Mickey. and four hit the water.
There you go. Shooters.
That wasn't too bad. That wasn't too bad. Of course, they did set up with feet down. That was pretty good.
That makes a big difference, man, where they set up.
It does. Thank you. Get there. Dead. Yeah, that was good. I'll take about, place my order again at the drive-thru. I'll take three more of those.
Yeah.
And we can bake it back in time for church.
That's it. Yeah. I hope all them Astros are going to church this morning, man.
Yeah, they,
I hate to criticize umpires, but that guy last night behind the plate.
Kill him. Good Lord. While my dog's out there, 12 of them lit in the decoys. We were talking from behind us. We got
came
one
in
of them.
Behind and lit in the decoys.
Yeah, I mean.
They wanted down.
Yeah, didn't give us. Yeah. Came in from behind. And well, that's what they do when there's no wind, you know.
Yeah.
They still got a little shot if they can scrape one out today.
Well, they went from being in the playoffs to totally out of the picture right now. So,
oh, are they? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, better, because Cleveland won their doubleheader.
Oh, they swept a doubleheader last night.
Yeah.
So they've won what, 15 out of their last 16?
It's a bunch. I think they're pretty red hot right now.
It's that name change right here. Cut him. Let him come back. Boy, they came from nowhere. We just had them just about knock our heads off.
Wow.
I mean, flying about 6 foot off the water. And it's still dark, you know. Still,
yeah.
Can't see anything.
Cloud cover's hurting you. To the east, it's blocking the sun out.
Worst problems I have in this life, isn't it, Mickey?
Oh, it is. It's just it's just terrible.
So right, they're actually out of the playoff picture right now, huh?
Yeah, for now.
No, dang.
What scares me, we got to go play Oakland.
In Sacramento in a 3A park. Right here to the right. Cut him right there, boys. Cut him.
All right, Bink. I got to roll. Time has come.
All right.
Hey, if somebody wants to call you, give them a number so they can reach you, Bink.
All right. 979-241-1705. MatagorSunriseLodge.com. Everybody have a good Sunday.
We're going to do it. You do the same. Knock them down.
Right, see y'all later.
All right. Thanks, Bink. Right. Later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.